If you're sitting down to a plate of eggs for breakfast, you might have noticed they cost more than they used to. There's an egg shortage in the U.S. right now because of the largest outbreak of avian flu ever to hit this country. About 47 million birds in the Midwest have died, and many of them were hens. Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR reports.
Liquid egg. It sounds redundant, but it's a big deal, and you've likely eaten lots of it. Liquid egg is in cakes and pastries or served at your favorite breakfast joint. It's sold by the pound.
This is a 30-pound bucket of eggs. It comes in frozen. It's a liquid whole egg. This was what was last month was $33, which today is $79.
Tony Lordi is production manager at Judy's, a commercial and retail bakery in North Kansas City. It's been a long day. His black boots are dusty with flour. Along with sky-high prices, he's worried he soon won't be able to get any liquid egg. And the latest word from his supplier isn't good. Lordi takes his iPhone out of the pocket of his white uniform pants and reads a text.
He says, very ugly situation headed our way. We ordered 900 buckets of eggs and got 70. They're telling us as of July 1st, we get zero. So when my guy that I buy all my eggs from tells me that, what do I do?
Well, I mean, I think the product is out there. You're just going to have to pay for it. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's supply and demand.
That's Brian Moskiger, an egg industry analyst. He says the huge outbreak of bird flu that peaked in May shot up the price of liquid egg 240%. That's because the heart of the outbreak was in Iowa, the country's largest egg-producing state. It's home to what are called breaker operations. Chickens lay the eggs. They're broken, then liquefied, frozen, or dried. The outbreak is affecting your grocery store shell eggs, too. Some have more than doubled in price. Moskiger says this all comes at an unfortunate time for the industry because eggs have become so popular with health-conscious consumers.
Eggs were really becoming the good guy in the protein industry.
Hello. Did you have the Egg McMuffin and the small coffee? $5.29.
Fast food chains are also taking a hit, just as some are adding or extending breakfast hours. A quarter of McDonald's revenue comes from that first meal. Business so good, the global chain is testing an all-day breakfast menu. McDonald's says it's making plans to deal with any supply disruption.
The price of your Egg McMuffin is not going to change, but McDonald's input costs on that liquid egg has gone up considerably in the past month.
That's University of Illinois ag economist Todd Keithy. He says the chains are locked into fixed price menus. He and others are optimistic that the worst of the outbreak is over because the number of bird flu cases has slowed in the last couple weeks. So egg prices will likely go down, but that's going to take a while. The infected farms have to sit idle for 6 weeks after they're cleared. And young hens, called pullets, don't begin laying eggs until they're about 5 months old.
Hi there, welcome to Sonic. Today my name is Tanya. How may I help you?
It's still business as usual at Sonic, another large drive-in chain. But a company spokeswoman says it's also watching the market and looking at substitutes. Soon, there will be a little relief in egg supplies, liquid or otherwise. The U.S. Ag Department will allow egg imports from the Netherlands. And if supply continues to be affected by bird flu, we could soon be eating more imported eggs. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe.